Blog Talk Radio.
DJ No Frills, it's his birthday, and it's a couple other people. Shout out to everybody about to celebrate. Big Ben, you know what I mean? Shonda, our girl Martini Rocks, you know what I mean? All these Leos showing all that motherfucking love. I had an amazing birthday, you know what I mean? Did some new shit. But we're here to talk about some fun Philly Shine Radio. Special guest today, Yo-Yo the Bull. My co-host Melissa will be here soon. Y'all know we had to get it started with some hot-ass music. And Sean King, new shit, Baghdad. You know what I mean? The bags needed a dad. You know what I mean? He had to come through and claim his kid. The dad. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Sean King. Always doing this thing. We're going to be together later on tonight. You know what I mean? Fucking with the city. And, of course, that Wear That Booty, that new shit, my boy Trap Beckham, Juicy J, Project Pat. That joint is definitely crazy. Shout out to New Money. Shout out to my boy Econ Felony Records. He said he has a shirt for me. Will, am I live? Shout out to everybody in the live. You want to shout out, say hello. You. I'm learning how to live a little bit. I've been on other people's lives. I'm like, all right, so people checking you out on live want a little interaction. So you give them a little hello, a little like, wave, whatever. And get back to the show. Shout out to everybody in Philly who went out to that Jay-Z and Beyonce concert last night. They wasn't getting my fucking money, but I got a free show right on my Instagram. You know what I mean? Everybody was in that bitch, even Melissa. So I'm sure she's going to want to talk about it when she comes in. as well as, yo, what is really, really going on in the city? My boy, like, everybody keeps saying about these niggas on dope is crazy in our city, yo. Man, I just pray for you guys. You know what I'm saying? It's not a good look. You know what I mean? It's definitely not a good look. I think that's Melissa right there at the door. Shout out to my M about to come in, Miss Rosario Fashion. Definitely going down. We have a little fun time talking about cool topics today, as well as, like I said, my guest Yo-Yo the Boar. He'll be here at 7 o'clock. And when I tell you this man is talented, representing West Philly all crazy. No lie, no lie. And motherfucking Thursday, I got October and Jai in here. They're going to be so, it's like, listen, they just talented brothers, singer, you know what I mean? But it's so fly. They like sing rappers. So they're going to be in the building. We're going to have some fun with them. But shout out to everybody who did their thing this weekend. And I miss my boy, McGurton, Galaxy Live. Bruno was in the building. Shout out to Bruno Brown in the building. Bought me a little liquor for the birthday, girl. Yeah, I'm going to still celebrate my birthday. I might celebrate my birthday till like October or something. Like, till my sister's birthday start kicking in and shit. Then it ain't my birthday anymore. We'll get it popping like that. But just that bag talk, new shit. Philly Shine Radio. What up, y'all? It's Tuesday. Okay. Okay.
Smoke started doing this thing.
Like, you say these songs too much. you don't
just want to
no
give up.
Yeah, because it is options, and you, like I was saying, like, you know you don't feel good, you know what I mean? Like, you do shit to make you feel better, like, keep going.
Doing stuff that
going.
Makes you happy.
Like,
it's not always good to make snap decisions, you know what I mean? You don't want to do nothing fast. You want your good time to last longer than a snap, you know what I mean? You don't want to be, you don't want to make those snap decisions over
that,
and fuck your life up, like, you know what I mean?
Honest, got that.
Snap. You want to come like that? You want to keep fucking that. You want to send that to me? let somebody go. I got to keep my eyes open.
Send a home in a list. So he says need a list. Bitch, nigga, which one?
With your charter not working?
You
can't stick it in the drawer?
It's charger, nothing. You don't really work on my phone. I think this one is the same.
I'm only at 19%. Here. You know, here, I like you.
Look, it might work on yours, though. It might work on yours.
Well, come in here. Come in. I'm worried about it. Is my TV coming nice?
Let me get my video.
Oh, you good. You got it. You can be. Do you think I'll be on the block with it?
All in. Time out.
Yeah.
No,
I'm saying it's the last of the spirits, man. But you already know.
Radio Takeover. I'm not playing nothing but Yo-Yo the Boy,
He's been working so hard. I'm proud of this mixtape that you put out, you know what I mean? And he representing Philly with his lyrics, you know what I mean, the style. And he got our boy on it, DJ No Frills. Shout out to you, Frills, you know what I mean, doing your thing. And this, we're going to have some fun in this joint. Tell us who you brought with you, besides the liquor.
You know I brought the entrepreneurs with me, man. You already know. Dean in the building. So I got my nigga Shy in the building, my nigga Yachts in the building,
what up,
my nigga Bard in the back, you already know,
what up?
That's why too,
he's a regular in this joint,
y'all man,
I'm glad because, and then I'm enjoying it too, because I was expecting you to really go in on some music shit, but I didn't know, because like before you came here, I'm like, yo, I know he's going to bring some lyrics. I didn't even know that was going to be the name of your mixtape, so that's already on point. And what's up with these old school beats? So that's what you trashing on this joint. Like,
yeah.
tell me what was the whole concept of putting all of that together.
And you know what's crazy? The first joint I did was Farsight, the Passing Me By joint.
That's what.
I did that joint, put it on Instagram, and my man Bart, like, he hit me. I got this crazy idea. You should motherfucking go over them old beats. And I'm like, Jones already, you know what? I might as well just run with that.
I got 12 jobs. I mean, that's how that shit came about right there. Just freestyling around. You already know, like, I don't write shit. I mean, since I, you know, used to be a rapper out there all the time. And we used to burn them open mics, like, Tuesday, Thursday, Sunday, Monday, all them days. And what I liked about you is you definitely can make a song, you know what I mean? And not many artists have that, you know what I mean, that duality where they could just be like on some freestyle shit and then actually give you like something fun and concept. What was the name of that song you used to do and shit? It was so much fun.
We gotta talk about your old school career. I think we should go with like, you gotta give them at least three classics. The three joints they used to love, the Marlino joint, the rocker roll beat, the Super Bad. Those three joints right there. Any fucking open mic I've been in joints at, always lit.
You kept it lit. You kept it lit. And it was always, and then even like my homie Fran Daddy SP. He's always, you know, participating with the crowd, you know what I mean? And that's one thing that you always did. Like, we always vibed out, you know what I mean? Everybody.
I think France owe me a beat, too, but I ain't going to say nothing.
Yo, I'm glad you ain't saying it on the mic. Why you can't talk into the mic and shit?
You really want a beat? Like, let it be known. They had shit right. Like, we about business. Like, we can really get some work done. Fran said you ain't finna pay top. I ain't paying. You said 12 tracks. Now, I don't see any features on here.
No, we wasn't going no features. That was another little twist about it.
Being that you're always around talented rappers and artists, like, do you have any features or any other projects that you're working on?
Yeah.
I see you support a lot of entrepreneurs like yourself, you know what I mean?
Right. Everybody I fuck with is involved in something. They doing something. Entrepreneur in a way, like, I mean, like, they going against the grain. They trying to get to the next level. Like, they not. So everybody I fuck with, even not even on the music tip, they believe me. But on the music, yeah, I ain't going to name no names yet, but trust and believe, yeah. But I wanted to do this joint just me because I wanted to build my own fan base, not off nobody else, not nothing else. I just want people to respect me as a rapper. I mean, I'm giving you lyrics and I'm giving you spirits. Everything got some type of meaning behind it. Like, my fucking head on. Because I'm born. You feel me? Like, reading the lyrics and spirits. Just 12 tracks of me talking that shit. Some joints about my real life. Some joints just on some hip hop shit. But you know what it is. Like.
Now, what section did you touch on your real life? Love story.
Basically, money in the
You can walk through the camera, right in front of the camera. You're part of the squad.
Yeah, but I ran right in with just me on these chains. But you know I can do the goofy rap shit too. That's what I call it, dude. All the goofy bars and the funny catchy hooks and all that shit coming. That's why I wanted to get lyrics and spirits out first. So they can understand I'm really a rapper. Like, y'all about to hear all that goofy shit next because I'm trying to be
You
paid.
Do have fun, though.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You take music and you always have fun
right.
with it. You always have, like, some type of catchy hook, some type of catchy
even
sound.
If they
whatever.
Can see the vibe. If they go right now, the vibe, we be partying, man. We ain't about that bullshit. But we be on that bullshit, though, at the same time. Like, you feel me?
Now,
you already know.
Now, what lyrics and spirits? Are you telling a story? Is it a way? Is
well,
it a reason why?
Spirit.
I got spirits. From the first to the
12, no.
You know what I mean? Like,
right.
are we following a storyline here?
Yeah, actually, this is one of the more beats, and you just let everybody, you can see their eyes, like, I mean, they fucking with it and shit, like, they vibing with you, like, oh, shit. I mean,
well, let's keep rocking. We're gonna take a little break. Make sure everybody's smoking and drinking. You know what I mean? Lyrics and spirits. Yo, the boy on the cover on Philly Shine Radio. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Going in on this joint.
Spirit. I like
putting them in.
I'm
Right. actually got the meat map on the fill it in the air video. Like,
right.
Yeah, I mean, so that everything got some type of connection on it. Like, wow, I went over every beat. Like,
well, why did
you
do the how did you want it beat?
That's
going back to Pac. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Out of all that Pac gave us, why did you use that beat?
That's one of them.
All right, y'all, with the background conversation. Y'all not being interviewed. You're not being interviewed. Shut up.
He said,
"Thank
you, Pac John." Yes, the Tupac for sure, and that's a beat I know motherfuckers feel the touch on. It's a classic joint. Ain't nobody gonna touch no classic like. You know what I mean? If you don't go right on that joint, you already know. Like,
and then that's why, like, you're always in the lyrics, but you kind of went in on some, like, you know how they did it, made it fun. Cause like I even like how you went in on ad lib when they be like, "Alice, say," like, "What are you
drinking on?" Yeah. I'm gonna keep it a little bit, but I want to show them my style. That's the twist. Like, I'm giving them yo the boy on these beats. Like you know it's Pac beat, but once you hear me on it, you're like, yeah, boy, boy, something different to them joints. Like, dang, I ain't even think he can pull that shit off. Like, and the rest of the mixtape just like that. All them beats I go off, you're like, yo, nobody ain't supposed to be rapping on them beats. Like, but yeah, I am.
That's what's up. You know what I mean? No, because you have to. Like, people love to hip hop, because one thing about hip hop, even though like it's old school beats, but a lot of them are like timeless. They could just be brought back to any time, any day. You know what I'm saying? You just you put it all together. You know what I'm saying? In your own way. Now, you know what I'm saying? Now, I've always wanted to know. I never asked you, but like, where did your whole style come from? I know like you're from Winfield, right?
Yeah, Winfield, West Philly, Southwest. You know, they're gonna move around a little bit, but. Yeah, I've been putting a lot of work in the Winfield. That's why, you know, I put that shit on my back.
Shout out to everybody, Winfield. We love Winfield all day. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
Winfield all day. But no, like where the inspiration, like, because like even for us, like, you know, we used to have like crazy ciphers back down on Montgomery Drive. Y'all know what we used to do down there in Winfield. We used to have crazy ciphers. Everybody rapping, everybody smoking. Mm-hmm. Like, did you get a chance to get into that vibe, like, in the area or whatever?
You know what's crazy? I remember back then, just that entrepreneurship, that shit always been in me. I remember I bought a camera way back, this 2000 or something. Motherfucking
VHS
shit. Like, we bought a camera, we just riding around Winfield, jumping out on niggas. Who rap? With the camera, just battling motherfuckers. Before that shit was, like, even, you know what I'm saying, before the social media. Like, I wish you still had the footage. Like, yo, I used to have so much fun up there, Joe. Like, West, damn fucking Logan, like, Southwest, yeah, them 2000s. That's why all them songs is like, they all a part of my life. Like, at some point in my life, those songs meant something. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's just a storyline.
Now, wait a minute. This is like an introduction mixtape? Like, how many have you released so far?
The EP about to drop, Trials and Sacrifice. That's this just opened them up, just to let them know I can rap before you hear these real songs, and then you might think, like, maybe he one of them mumble rappers. No, I'm not one of them mumble rappers. I just want some money. Like, that's all that's about.
But
like,
no,
I'm
like, you
know, this hilarious experience.
One thing I'm going to tell you, like, when Philly artists, you know what I mean, and I'm not trying to be biased or whatever, I haven't seen anybody else really take on putting lyrics to those mumble raps, you know what I mean? Like, really having fun and, like, telling telling the story and doing it in their own way. I feel like a lot of niggas from our city got a lot to offer.
You know,
so when is the EP dropping? Is that some part of the winter? Like, is it a fall thing?
Yeah,
like,
no, I'm looking like September.
Oh.
End of September. For the summer.
Yeah, summer.
I'm just hoping I'm up right now. We looking closer. Really, I got six songs recorded. These six songs off original beats. Shout out to PS Beats. Shout out to Buck Road. You know what I mean? I'm linked up with a couple people. Shout out to M-Tone.
Shout out to M-Tone.
Yeah, three different producers I'm working with. I got six songs recorded. I want to get to like 9, 10, maybe 12 again. Something like that. You know what I mean?
That's an album. That's not an EP. An EP is like the most, like eight songs maybe. The most.
Yeah.
You got 12 songs. That's
maybe
an album.
It might turn into an album.
Hello,
maybe it might. It depends on my budget. If my budget right, it's going to be a fucking album. You best believe that.
This entrepreneur, you're going to get that budget right.
You know what
I'm doing, like, man. Now, you got the camera. You know what I mean? The project's out. Now, what videos have you shot now? Like, what can we check out now? And what's your YouTube? Yeah.
Right now, I ain't doing nothing for Larry Conspiracy because I ain't gonna lie. I ain't wanna invest too much in it because this is really for people that really fuck with me personally. Like, that, I mean, fuck with Yo-Yo the Bull and really a fan of my raps. Like, this for y'all, for real, for real. Like, but the real joint, the next video, is going to be to Tear It Up, and that's going to be the first single of Child of Heaven. You already know. So.
Listen, Philly Shine Radio always needs exclusive. You know what I mean? Like, that's like my main thing.
I sent that joint to you, too.
You did?
Yeah, you got that joint. You want first to see it with.
I'm going to do my little computer curtain, you know what I mean? It's still a takeover. I'm going to get into the song. I said I'm going to pause it. Because if we got, what I got, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 more joints. We got a little bit more time with Yo-Yo the Boy live in the building. Shout out to everybody representing entrepreneurs. Welcome to the G-Shop.
Shout out to y'all, too. Shout out to
Black Word
Radio.
Yeah, you live at the G-Shop, 4933 Old York Road, y'all. It goes down here. It goes down here. Here we go. What's your email address? That's what you sent it to me then?
Yeah. Real quick and shit. If you
Who is Beverly Bryant Ill? If you ain't seen the interview yet, go on YouTube. Type
say
in
that.
Who is Beverly Bryant Ill? And check out that
spell
interview.
Spell it for everybody.
Who, like, not an I, but H, W H O, Beverly, B E V E R L Y, Bryant, B R Y T, B R Y A N T, like Kobe Bryant Ill, E L.
Yeah,
check that interview out, man. See how they set the name plan for it. They
just
gave my mother fucking 2 to 5 years for a cell phone. Like, real shit, man.
And
she's the reason
why
would
you go down to CJC and CFC. No, CFC is probably no, the
CJC.
Yeah, CJC. Niggas gotta put their cell phones in them pouches.
Yeah, you can't even take it.
She's the reason why you gotta do that
in CJC no more. You gotta watch the interview to really see why.
Yeah, that's it, because when I saw it touched my heart, and I was like, oh my goodness, I couldn't imagine being, you know what I mean, somebody going through that. But, you know, she needs Donald Trump help to get out of jail, you know what I mean? But we need niggas to start getting their shit together, because for real, the system is fucked up, you know? And it's even like earlier, we were saying, like, they have rehabs that don't really rehabilitate anybody. You know what I mean? It's just trying to take money and give niggas placebos. Like, y'all niggas need to really help people, because that's what really line y'all pockets. Like, y'all have to really keep this helping.
You know? Right. You know, they done put the entrepreneurs on the news and flashed our face on there, you know? So when we say fuck 12, we really mean that shit. This ain't no trend. Like, I really hate the police on some real shit. Like, they done let guns off in front of me, fucking grandma,
oh my God.
Everybody, like, just don't give a fuck about us. Like, I mean, but these next couple songs on there, it's crazy. This jump right in that moment, too.
That's good.
These next couple songs and some real shit.
Well, to even close it out, I appreciate you guys being here. You know what I'm saying? You got a chance
too,
to play everything through. I know what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? You've been my friend for a minute, and I'm glad to have you on the show.
Crazy.
You know what I'm saying?
You definitely leveled up too.
Yeah, no problem. No problem. You know,
hey,
you know.
I told you I only fuck with entrepreneurs. Like,
yeah, you know, we always like that back in the day. Like, niggas ain't want to make us, you know what I mean, give us opportunities. We made our own. Like, we don't give a fuck about that other shit. Like, come on. What, I'm going to be sad and on drugs? No. Fucking money. It's just a topic. But shout out to Instagram. Shout out, you know what I mean, how people can check you out. We're going to close out the show with these two songs.
Yo-Yo the Boy on Instagram. That's the main joint I'll be fucking with for real. We're trying to go on the email tick. Yo-Yo the Boy, YOYOTHABUL at Gmail or basically anywhere right there.
Check him out. Yo-Yo the Boy, he definitely working. Is this the jail call? Can we finally get a jail call on Philly Time Radio? I'm with that.
It might end up turning into a three-way. Hold on.
Well, he's handling his business. Shout out to everybody that came through. You got some shout-outs while we got the mic in front of you?
Everybody that came through. All my folks, the entrepreneurs, B&M. Everybody that's here listening. Yo-Yo the Bull.
Yes. That's what's up. Well, I appreciate all y'all. You know what I mean? Like I said, Thursday, I'm going to be back in here with October and Jive.
Hold on, mom, you live right now. I think they can hear you.
Beverly,
I was telling them about your interview. Yeah, they was wondering who was Beverly Bryant Hill. You called up, too.
Yeah, we can hear you. Welcome.
You were telling about your interview.
Yeah, I was interviewed in regards to a situation with the police officer who now is known as being one of the silly, dirty cops.
Dirty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fire. Gotta go. Shout out how they can check you out in the interview. And thank you so much for calling. And you called in right at the right time. I just can't stop smiling over here. I'm like, yo, I'm hyped. See, you actually called in.
Give me some feedback, because I know what's happened to me. There's others out there who are not suffering.
Mayor Kenny. Come on, let's get it popping, y'all. Let's make a change, guys. Let's make this change. I appreciate you. I got to have you come up here, you know what I mean, live at Philly Shine Radio. You know what I mean? We would love to hear your story. And thank you so much for joining us. You know what I mean? It was just a coincidence that you was calling your son, you know what I mean, and was live with us. So thank you again. Now, we're going to close it out, get this music popping, you know what I mean? Shout out to everybody doing their thing. Philly Shine Radio, this was the Yo-Yo the Boy Takeover. I see y'all soon. Shout out to everybody that support us. Thank y'all. I'm gonna take pictures with all the people for this game y'all played. Peter John Rowe though. Turn it up. It's my first time doing something like this. That's nice.
World out.
Thank you.
Thank you.